This is New England Public Radio News. Six Flags New England in Agawam, Massachusetts opens this weekend. And like that other large amusement park in Florida, a day at the park is not just about the thrill rides. There's a lot of live entertainment, and that means the park needs employees who can sing, dance, and possibly ride a unicycle. New England Public Radio's Joel Kaufman went to a recent audition.
The audition basics: be outgoing and 16 years or older. The park hires 3,000 people for the season, and a few hundred are performing in stage shows. They're hired to be Marvel heroes or villains, a strolling singer or cartoon character.
Yeah, so what we're doing is we're creating...
Jennifer McGrath from Six Flags sounds so excited for the park to open.
We have something at Six Flags called Streetmosphere.
Like atmosphere, but streetmosphere. So when the line for the Thunderbolt or the Wicked Cyclone is wicked long, guests, bored or uncomfortable, standing in the sun with sticky-fingered children, are distracted.
Maybe you're stilt walker, juggler, a percussionist. You play the fiddle, and we will send you out in the park to entertain our guests.
Wild, wacky, dappy duck.
A few weeks ago at Holyoke Community College, more than a dozen people had already come through for an audition.
Am I our resident wabbit, Mr. Bugs Bunny?
That would Sabrina Russo from Holyoke was given a standard script to read.
You are then all set until dance call?
Russo is a high school student who's taking some classes at the college, and she randomly saw the sign to audition. A summer job, dressed up as a Looney Tunes cartoon character, could be one of those life-changing moments.
Because I have, like, really bad social anxiety.
A waitressing job didn't pan out. Maybe she wasn't ready for it, Russo says. So she's pushing herself to get out there and be essentially undercover.
If I was in a costume and you couldn't see me, it gives me space to be free. It'll give me a little more time to get over my fear of people.
Name and number?
Jack Hebert, 75.
Jack Hebert, a music student at Holyoke Community College, gets on stage.
You ready?
Yep.
Not that long ago, Hebert was in the high school marching band at Chicopee Comprehensive. He's been playing music since elementary school, and today he's ready to croon.
Sailing over a cardboard sea, but it wouldn't believe in me.
Hebert has always wanted to perform, not necessarily at Six Flags, but the job could be a way to get out there.
It doesn't matter what I'm doing, as long as I'm doing what I need to do as a career. Here, it's what I want to pursue.
Amusement park entertainment is very one-on-one. But like in Hollywood, getting the part can come down to this.
There's a lot of it factor.
Peter Shannon, the entertainment manager at Six Flags New England, says an energetic personality is sometimes more important than skills.
Like somebody might be such a fantastic dancer and have exquisite extension. If they're not interesting and they're not connecting with the audience,
Six Flags might consider them for a different position, like taking tickets or selling expensive stuffed animals. So Shannon says if you don't get the gig you wanted, start somewhere. In the meantime, take an acting class.
When I was younger, just a bad little kid, my mama noticed...
For someone like Rocco Degree, performing at an amusement park could really help build up a theater resume. In the middle of the audition, he got a phone call.
About 5 minutes ago, I just got accepted into the New York Conservatory for Dramatic Arts.
That's in the fall. Meanwhile, Degree says Six Flags is exactly what he needs to be doing.
You know, I've learned to walk around...
His go-to audition monologue is something Muppets creator Jim Henson wrote.
But it's been very, very helpful for me.
Degree's big dream is to one day host a kid's show like The Wiggles, because he says there's nothing better than performing for young people and getting them to laugh. And maybe a summer acting job is just a job, and maybe it's a warm-up exercise to get ready for that next big thing. For New England Public Radio, I'm Jill Kaufman.